Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You are now listening to the Philly Pod,
a Philadelphia sports podcast.
What is going on, Philly fans? Welcome to another episode of the Philly Pod, brought to you guys by LibertyLine.com. I am your host today, as always, Victor Williams. Be sure to go ahead and follow me on all social media platforms over at The Philly Pod. Want to wish you guys a very happy Memorial Day. Hope you're enjoying all the hot dogs and burgers and sunlight that you can on this long weekend. Long weekends don't come around very often, so be sure you guys go ahead and enjoy that. Joined as always by my faithful co-host. You can follow him on all social media platforms at Stephen Conrad Jr. Here to join me today to talk more rumors. You know, it's the offseason. It's rumors galore. We got DeAndre Hopkins to talk about. We got a former NFC East quarterback maybe looking to come back to the division. Well, he was already in the division once. He might be running the NFC East circuit at this point. We'll talk about that. And as well as Jalen Hurts being left out of the PFF top five quarterbacks. They put out their rankings and Jalen Hurts is not in the top five. We will go through those names and try to figure out what it is that PFF is thinking. Steven, how's the shore? You just got back a few days ago. Went down to Sea Isle. I usually join you. Unfortunately, I had to work this weekend, but we'll get it popping on July 4th. But how was it to get away for a couple of days? Feeling good?
It was great. Man, the weather was great for a vacation. It wasn't like fantastic beach weather. I mean, you're able to just hang out for everybody that went down. I'm sure you know. The sun did come out, though. Like, I definitely, me being the white guy here, I definitely got burnt. But hey, we call that our base layer, the base layer. You know what I mean? So
good to know. Thank you for making it aware of your caucasity on this podcast. I guess if there's new listeners here and you weren't aware of Steven's race, you made it very clear. You don't look very burned, though. You look like you took care of yourself, at least for the most part. You don't look red anyway.
Maybe it's on your shoulders. My legs got burned. It's weird. I don't know.
My shoulders, as the half black guy on this podcast, my shoulders sometimes like peel a little bit if you don't, be careful with the sunscreen. Hope you guys are being careful down there, enjoying this weather. Like I said, long weekends, they come and go. So hope you guys are enjoying that. As always, before we get started, want to shout out our friends, fans of Philly, the premier travel and tailgate company for all Philadelphia sports away games. Travel can be time consuming and stressful. Fans of Philly makes it very easy. All you have to do is show up and relax. They have 10 plus years of experience in organizing travel packages that will fulfill your expectations and needs, from hotels to exclusive parties, catered tailgates, game tickets, and more. And they even offer extremely flexible pay-as-you-go payment plans if you can't pay it all at once. So be sure to go to fansofphilly.com, reach out to Joe, get your packages now. All the away games are out. Party with us in Tampa will be there. Go to LA, Seattle, Kansas City, all a whole bunch of trips already available. So be sure to check out fansofphilly.com if you're interested in going to away games this season. So Steven, last episode we talked about a couple of receivers that the Eagles could not really look into, but maybe that might find their way to Philadelphia, and Julio Jones and DeSean Jackson. But today we have a receiver, a newly available wide receiver that is still in his prime, as some would say, coming off, he had a knee injury, missed the last two games of the year, missed the first six games of last season due to a suspension. But one, DeAndre Hopkins, is still arguably a top five, top seven receiver in the NFL. And after a three-year run with the Cardinals, Hopkins was released by the team on Friday and is now on the search for a new home in 2023, the third team of his career. And releasing him, the Cardinals cleared up around $7 million in 2023 cap space. They're eating all of his 2022.6 dead cap this year. We're very familiar with the dead cap, Steve.
I was just going to say, there's somebody I thought of who we're going to be talking about later on this show.
We are very well versed on what dead money could do to you. But DeAndre Hopkins will be off of their books in 2024. So now he is on the move. And recently, before his release, Hopkins listed the 5 quarterbacks he'd love to play with on a recent episode of the I Am Athlete podcast. If you haven't heard it by this point, I don't know where you've been. But in case you haven't heard, the quarterbacks he named in order: Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, and Justin Herbert are the 5 quarterbacks he would love to play with. So pretty much the elite quarterbacks. I would love to play with an elite quarterback is what DeAndre Hopkins.
Well, there are some that haven't, that weren't named.
Like Joe Burrow, certain guy in Dallas, you know, that Hopkins didn't necessarily name. So Dallas fans are pretty upset about that. As far as teams that could potentially be interested, per senior NFL reporter Albert Breer, he stated the Cardinals had trade talks with Kansas City and Buffalo, but the contract proved to be too cumbersome. Kansas City made progress, but OBJ's new deal with Baltimore, worth $15 million in base salary, blew all that up. So the Buffalo has already been sniffing around. The Chiefs have already been sniffing around. You know what Pat Mahomes does to receivers. If Hopkins is looking for a ring, you know, the Chiefs are always a prime destination. You saw what he did with Juju Smith-Schuster, of all people. Imagine what he could do with DeAndre Hopkins and Travis Kelce. I'd rather not think about it because the Super Bowl wound is still fresh. But how about we don't send one of the best receivers in the league to Kansas City to make them even better?
They need it. They could certainly use his help. They could certainly
don't have like an alpha receiver per se, unless you consider Kelce that he's their top pass catcher there. But Steven, when you heard the news and you saw the links and the speculation that DeAndre Hopkins could potentially come to Philadelphia, your thoughts on him, his fit here? Are you remotely interested in having him here in Philadelphia if he chooses to?
Of course I am.
Some people aren't. You never know.
Who would not want DeAndre Hopkins on this team? That's the better question. Are you for real?
Yeah, some people are just like, it doesn't make sense. Some people say he's not a good fit here for what he does. He definitely... No, probably shouldn't be playing the slot.
That's what
he would probably
Don't do that. The Eagles move their receivers around. They don't see that's the thing, man. We sit here and talk about this all the time with the Eagles and the receivers, like who plays slot, who plays outside. They move everybody around, man. I feel like Devontae should be in the slot. I feel like AJ Brown should be sometimes. Quez goes in there, even though the few times he was in the slot, there's some plays that happened last year that cost us. Somehow we made it to the Super Bowl, given those, I mean, they were big mistakes that he made. But anyways, let's not talk about it.
Every episode we somehow roast Quez. How do we get to this point already?
I'm sorry, like 5 minutes in? You know, the crazy thing is, I actually loved him when he first got here because he, what was he, a sixth or seventh round pick?
Sixth.
And he just exceeded expectations. Still has, by the way, even with these mistakes, he's exceeded expectations. A sixth, seventh round pick being your wide receiver 3 on a team that makes it to the Super Bowl, you know, that's pretty good. And he still put up, how many yards did he have last year? He had like about 400, 500 did Quez have last year?
I think it was 3.
Oh,
there's definitely,
okay,
there's
never
definitely
mind.
A steep decline. Yeah.
Be expected. I mean, so that's the thing here. Obviously, I would be interested in DeAndre Hopkins. Would he, you know, he mentioned Jalen Hurts wanting to play with him, but
by name. That's what's important.
Man, he would be, I mean, I'm sure at this point in his career, he just wants to compete and win championships, a championship. But man, the opportunity here is pretty minimal. You have to, you know, there's the team first mentality, I'm not sure exists any more than it does for the Philadelphia Eagles compared to other franchises. Because man, just think of all the weapons, all the mouths that need to be fed. You got AJ Brown, you got Devontae Smith, who are both, I would say, number one wide receivers in this league. Devontae may, we'll touch on it. It's going to be an interesting conversation to be had here in the coming months and even coming years, by the way, because these guys are under contract now for the Eagles, which is awesome. I don't want to take this for granted. This wide receiver room is probably the best you're ever going to see in your lifetime. And the fact that we're talking about adding DeAndre Hopkins to that room that already exists. We have Dallas Goedert, who's a top, I'd say he's a top 3 tight end, right? Top 3?
Yeah, for sure.
He has to
for
be.
Sure.
Yeah, all around. Sure. Best offensive line in the league. That running back room now. Holy smokes. Like, if he comes here, man, I don't know how many targets a game he's going to get.
That's my point. Is he going to be okay playing third fiddle? Like, he is a former five-time Pro Bowler, three-time All-Pro. Like, he is an alpha receiver. You bring him in, he's going to expect to be the focal point of offense.
There may be a week where he gets more targets, though, than one of those top two guys. You never know.
But now you're going to have to, like, you saw how AJ was, not calling him a diva or anything by any means, but you saw how he was in the Giants game when he wasn't really a contributor on offense. And whether the Eagles were winning by a few scores and AJ was looking frustrated on the sideline, he just wants to compete. Like, and then you bring Hopkins in here. What does that do for the guys that are already here? We're obviously team first mentality. You want to win a ring. And, but I don't know, like, I don't know how it's going to go. And is Hopkins going to be okay playing third fiddle, potentially fourth fiddle at times to Dallas Goedert in this offense? Like, he's a guy that wants to be featured. He's a guy that wants to get his shares of balls. And, you know, remember week one last year, Smitty had no catches. Did he have targets? I don't even know if he had targets in week one.
Yeah, you remember that?
But he had zero receptions, and everyone was flipping out. Like, oh, my God, he's just going to stare at AJ all year. It's going to happen. And then Smitty went off Washington for his career game.
I'd have to imagine in this scenario if the Eagles are actually considering this. Like,
I doubt it, personally.
You don't think so?
I mean, Howie's always swinging for the fences. This might be too big of a swing to do.
Well, so here's the thing, man. I feel like when you take a step back and you look at the team needs entering this offseason, and obviously a lot have been filled, I would definitely say, just due to his inconsistency and lack of production in big spots, being Quez Watkins at wide receiver three spot, like, you know, if something like this does fall through for the Eagles, like, wow, how about Howie Roseman being patient, huh? Like, he waited this all out. I feel like this free agent class of wide receivers wasn't that great. You know, the Odell thing went through. That seems like Baltimore was, like, kind of banking on that heavily because, my God, man, Lamar Jackson has been desperate for help at wide receiver, and they finally got it. So it would just be so fitting for something like this to fall through. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but, like, Howie Roseman just seems to always be one step ahead of everybody, you know? Like, when everybody was paying some of these free agent wide receivers all these top dollars, all of a sudden, DeAndre Hopkins is available in the middle of the summer, you know?
You can always get contributors in the later waves of free agency like they did with James Bradbury. They almost got him a year ago to the day, almost. They got him the end of May, and now you have Hopkins sitting here, and I'm sure he's going to want a contract probably worth more or around OBJ's, his $15 million base salary. So you got to factor that into. I think the Eagles are sitting around $12, $13 million in cap space as it is right now. Do you want to contribute that to a receiver? You already have some guys in here, Alameda, Zacchaeus. You still got Quez, as we all talked about. Quez had 354 yards last season, to your point. Mm-hmm. I wanted to go back and check. But like you said, a six-round receiver. And we drafted John Hightower in the fifth round that year. So, and Hightower's not even with the team or in the league. I don't think for that matter.
Yeah, they were
so,
banking on one of those guys to pan out, obviously.
If one of these guys can give us some contributions.
Speedy guys. One of the speedy guys.
That was also the Jalen Reagor draft. That's also to be known. PFF made the case in a piece this morning for the Eagles to potentially bring him in. They said A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith both produced higher PFF receiving grades than Hopkins a year ago, but the idea of them forming a trio is something that should have Eagles fans very excited. Adding Hopkins to this group would give Jalen Hurts three contested catch monsters to go win the
ball. I was just
going to
say, man.
Him. So Jalen Hurts wouldn't even have to be accurate.
So much.
Like, he could just literally throw it. He could throw it downfield, and one of those three guys will be down there. He doesn't
just
even
think
have
about
to be
even like when
area.
This field shrinks in the red zone, man, like the red zone opportunities, like we're just going to convert seven every time. Like we're going to run the ball or somebody's going to make a tough catch in that, you know, contested space.
Mm-hmm. But you know, one thing that could swing all of this, it is now time. Let me play the music. You all know that Jalen Hurts is the tribal chief of the Philadelphia Eagles, the one on the Philadelphia Eagles. Do you remember what started the campaign to bring in AJ Brown? What was the first inkling of it? Social media, right? Social media, working out on social media. Sure, and what is Jalen Hurts doing now? Following DeAndre Hopkins on Instagram. He's following him on Instagram.
This is step one.
And what Jalen Hurts wants, he gets. Jalen Hurts wants black pants, he gets black pants. He wants black pants. Jalen Hurts wants AJ Brown, he gets AJ Brown. Jalen Hurts wants all his former Oklahoma teammates. They bring in Calcaterra. They bring in Charles Rambo. They bring in Trey Sermon. Whatever Jalen Hurts wants, he
gets.
Doesn't
matter if they suck.
And if he wants DeAndre Hopkins, he will be here. He will be here.
That is true, man. Think about some of the guys that have existed in this building that didn't get what they wanted. Like Doug Peterson wanted certain coaches here. He didn't get that wish. Carson Wentz, I feel like, wanted certain things.
Well, that's
things,
because
didn't get that wish.
Doug wanted Mike Groh here. He said, let me bring back the guy.
Okay, but what you just said, like, okay, I'm not hating whatsoever. I love Jalen Hurts, but like, come on, man. Calcaterra is fine, but Trey Sermon, what, like, some of these guys. Like,
hey, he like, looked
is
good.
This Rambo, is this carry. Rambo dude going to even be on the practice squad?
He got signed. He was invited to a tryout, and he got signed. He's here. This is the C. We're talking about bringing in receivers, and now there's receivers.
No, I love
here.
It. I'm just saying. It's funny. He does. He gets
we
everything.
We got Joseph Nauta out of Clemson. We got Joseph Nauta here. Who needs DeAndre Hopkins when you have Joseph Nauta here?
Jalen Hurts, what were you saying? You're about to go in. You got something. No, I could tell. You took a giant breath, man. You took a giant breath. Go ahead.
No, my mouth was open looking at you, but going to say that if AJ or Devonta gets hurt, I mean, it could get
yes,
a
okay,
hairy.
That was the point I was going to make. And before I touched on that really quickly, you know what Jalen Hurts following DeAndre Hopkins on Instagram is equivalent to?
Educate me, please.
You guys know what I'm about to say. You just
I
know
don't, it. Honestly.
when that girl finally deletes the pictures on her social page or maybe even in the bio, she's a free soul. You slide in there. That'll boy, Jalen.
Did DeAndre Hopkins delete all his Cardinals pictures? Is he like over his ex? Is he like on the?
He doesn't need to. That don't matter. The news
he
came
said
out
his
that
goodbyes.
They're done.
He said his goodbyes. He said his goodbyes. It's over. You know what else makes this intriguing though? Listen to me, the quarterbacks that DeAndre Hopkins has played with in his career. He set like career highs in 2015 with guys like Brian Hoyer, like Ryan Mallett, T.J. Yates, Brandon Whedon. This guy was playing with Division III football QB.
Yeah, no wonder he listed elite quarterbacks. The guy just wants somebody.
He's never played with
ball.
One. The closest one he's had is Kyler, who's only been in the lineup for half the season. So, and he can't see over the offensive line. So imagine if he had a guy strong. I mean, Jalen Hurts isn't the biggest guy in the world either, but a strong guy that's going to be able to get him the ball downfield. But man, it's a shame because I don't know how attractive. Well, he named him by name, so apparently it's attractive. But I don't know how much DeAndre Hopkins is like, if you sign him to a contract like that, what production would he need to give you to warrant that contract? I mean, you get the ring and it doesn't matter. But like, if he only has like 500-600 yards, like, is it worth that contract? That's where Howie's going to have to figure all this out. Figure all this out.
He's a touchdown machine. I feel like that's why I'm not getting paid to make these decisions.
That's why we don't make these decisions. If I was to put a percentage on it, I say probably 15% chances happens.
Well, just think, man. There was a point in time when we were paying Alshon Jeffrey on one leg $15 million a year.
Yeah. So. Remember when Alshon sold that one? I forget who we were playing against. He was selling passes. Yeah, and he was selling passes. And then the minute Jalen Hurts gets in the lineup, he's catching touchdowns. And we were all like, bro, you didn't do this all year. Now Jalen Hurts gets in the lineup. Deshaun Jackson's catching bombs. Alshon Jeffrey's getting you something. Oh, man, these guys didn't really want to play with Carson Wentz. Speaking of Carson Wentz, we were going to get to it.
Great transition.
The NFC circuit for Carson Wentz might continue. The NFC East circuit might continue. He just left the Commanders. He's still a free agent, and he recently said that he's open to either a startup or a backup role. News for you, buddy. It's going to be a backup role. It might be a QB3 role. I don't know what you talk about starting for, but I respect the hustle. I expect you trying. But in a recent article from Blogging the Boys, Jess Haney laid out three reasons why the Dallas Cowboys might consider bringing in Carson Wentz as their backup. Now, as of right now, backup QB doesn't appear to be a need for Dallas. They still have Cooper Rush on the roster, and he proved himself as a quality QB2 last season. He went 4-1 as a starter. He threw 5 touchdowns and 3 interceptions. He is a good stopgap. He can get you some wins if Dak Prescott goes down. He proved that. But the three reasons that Dallas listed on why they should pursue Carson Wentz, number one, NFC East familiarity. Understood. Played for the Eagles. He was just with the Commanders. The familiarity is there. Reason number two is talent. Questionable at best. What talent is left? Still hasn't recovered from that concussion when Clowney spiked him into the turf. I still don't think he's fully recovered from that. And the third reason is Mike McCarthy. Mike McCarthy, the guy who's going to have to run the offense now because Kellen Moore isn't there anymore. Kellen Moore isn't there to spearhead that offense that puts up 500 yards a game. He's no longer there. And if you're putting the offense in the hands of a guy who wasted the prime of Aaron Rodgers and is doing the same currently with Dak Prescott, I don't know why you would list that as a reason for why Carson Wentz should come here and be the backup to the Dallas Cowboys. Now, as Dallas haters, we'd be all for it. If you want to throw Dallas into the lineup and have Jordan Davis swallow him up like he did last year, like he did last year for Washington when Carson Wentz was in Washington, Remember when they had negative 2 yards of offense for like the first half of that entire game? So this is the reasoning that they labeled out for why Wentz will work in Dallas. Blogging the Boy says Wentz style is a gunslinger with hero ball complex is something McCarthy knows very well from his days in Green Bay. Both Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers were these types of players, albeit more successful than Wentz, and that would make McCarthy an interesting coach and play caller for him if he ever did have to play. McCarthy's increased influence on offense after Kellen Moore's departure will bring more West Coast principles, which is the same style that Wentz played in his best days with the Eagles. So not only does Wentz bring in more natural talent to the table than Cooper Rush and Will Greer, but he could be better suited for running the latest version of the Cowboys offense. Now, Steven, remind me, was that a West Coast offense that the Eagles ran in 2017? Don't think it was.
I don't know if it was.
And even if he was somewhat successful, he was never like suited for it. Like he wasn't, that was like Nick Foles got in there and made that thing run like a machine.
You said 2017?
Yeah. Was that West Coast? Would you consider that a West Coast offense?
I mean, I'm sure if we're going to be like geeks about it, I'm sure technically it was like a version of it, but that's not what I think of when I think of that offense.
Yeah, that's not right. And that's certainly not what I think of when I think of Carson Wentz. So that's, yeah. I don't think how that works. But your thoughts on him potentially going to another NFC East rival, which means he'll end up on the Giants at some point. He'll play for all four. But if Carson Wentz signs with the Dallas Cowboys, where's your head at? As a former Wentz super fan.
That would officially end the Wentz versus Dak debate, I feel like, if he's backing up Dak Prescott.
Did that debate not end like 3 years ago?
No, it did. It did. I didn't want to give up that debate at the time. But could you imagine? Like, you can't make this up. There's no way this happens, right? There's just no way. There's no way Carson Wentz will be the Dallas Cowboys backup quarterback. There's just no way. I can't believe it.
I feel like Carson Wentz, like, he's had plenty of experience in the West Coast system. I just don't think he's ever truly looks, like, comfortable in it. Like, great timing on routes.
What kind of system do you want to put him in?
I don't know. No system really works for him. He can't be coached. As we all know, he's not very coachable. Great timing on routes, anticipation, consistent accuracy.
They got a lot of weapons over there in Dallas. They run the football.
Yeah, but I'm saying what you need. What are the principles of a West Coast offense? Great timing on routes, right? Anticipation, consistent accuracy. You need all three of those things. Now, CeeDee Lamb can run a hell of a route. I'll give him that. Consistent accuracy, Carson Wentz does not have. Anticipation, he certainly doesn't have anymore. So I don't know what Dallas would even consider. I don't even know if they are considering it. This was just a blog that we came across.
But I didn't know Dallas ran a West Coast offense.
I don't know what Dallas run. I don't know what kind of offense. They just bomb it downfield, and that's the way it goes. But hey, if they want to do it, if they want to sign Carson Wentz and they want to entertain that after watching what he wasn't able to do for Philadelphia for so many years, sans 2017, then that is on them. But I think they're very secure with Cooper Rush in the backup role, and I think that they are going to be fine if they just do that.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So, Steve, and that brings us to a point that you wanted to make last podcast. We talked about PFF's top 10 QB rankings. Well, they recently actually put out a list of they did like their rankings, their annual rankings of all 32 quarterbacks. And their top 10, or their top five, rather, is without Jalen Hurts. These are the top five quarterbacks. I'll just read off the top 10, and then I'll have you give me your thoughts right there for PFF. Number 10, they have Dak Prescott. Number 9. Kirk Cousins, number 8, Trevor Lawrence, number 7, Jalen Hurts, number 6, Lamar Jackson, number 5, Aaron Rodgers, that's the shocker to me, number 4, Justin Herbert, number 3, Joe Burrow, number 2, Josh Allen, number 1, Patrick Mahomes. So Jalen Hurts at number 7 behind guys like Aaron Rodgers and Lamar Jackson and Justin Herbert. Your thoughts on said list?
I mean, I just don't understand how he's behind Lamar, who has pretty much no postseason success. Hurts had more postseason success in one postseason than Lamar has his whole career.
And remind me what Justin Herbert did in this past postseason. What did he accomplish? One of the biggest chokes in playoff history.
Breaking. Yeah. Tell you what. I mean, if you want to make the argument he's better talent-wise, sure. But I don't think it's what people... It's not what people think it is. Like, I just don't understand. I mean, it's whatever. We know the truth here in Philly. It's just frustrating to me that this is what they, you know, what they spit out. I mean, it is PFF. You know, it's not gospel, in my opinion. Shouldn't be gospel.
Well, yeah. I mean, this is for people who put stock into PFF and their grades. They have some good metrics that I like to use, but obviously they can be very off.
I would agree with analytics. Trevor Lawrence being above Kirk and Dak Prescott, though. I do agree with that.
Yeah, I do very much agree with that. I'm surprised Kirk is top 10, but maybe this is a regular season. Is this what they're using? The shocker to me is Aaron Rodgers. PFF's reasoning for Aaron Rodgers being number 5, 2 spots ahead of Jalen Hurts. He says we are only a year removed from Rodgers coming off back-to-back MVP seasons, but at 39 years old, any downturn in performance inevitably raises questions about whether this is the beginning of the end. The New York Jets should have a better supporting cast than Rodgers had last year in Green Bay, and he will know the offense, so I expect it to be a bounce-back season for the veteran. So they're just banking on the potential of him executing that Jets offense to perfection with guys like Garrett Wilson. He has his friends Lazard and Cobb and all these other guys there. And yeah, then I guess they'll try. They did really get rid of Elijah Moore, so they got him out of there. He was kind of a downer for them last year. He didn't want to be there. So that's what they're banking on. Aaron Rodgers. If it was up to me, if you had to rank the quarterbacks top 5, what order would you go in?
I mean, like when I sit here and look at this.
All right, better question. How many quarterbacks are above Jalen Hurts? How about that?
I hate to do this. 1, maybe 2.
And it's who's not the maybe? Josh Allen. Well, it's obviously, so I think we'll agree that Patrick Mahomes is above Jalen Hurts. He's firmly at 1. I can make the argument for Joe Burrow 2nd and Jalen Hurts 3rd.
That's where I was going. I think Josh Allen's 4th now. I think he fell
I can
off
make that argument for Josh Allen, and then I will put Justin Herbert at 5 because I do like Justin Herbert, and his tangibles are ridiculous. Like throwing power, like he is crazy. He has to win some stuff eventually. Gonna have to win big games down the road.
I might put Rodgers above Herbert right now. He's got to do something, man.
I'm with you. I'm with you, but Rodgers is just on the decline. I don't think we're
That's
ever going
to
get.
That doesn't
Rodgers
matter to me.
So Rodgers, you would take so Rodgers right now is right better now. Than Justin Herbert as of right now as of 2023, and Rodgers is better than Justin Herbert.
I'm taking him.
That's wild. That's wild for you to say. Where's Lamar fit in all this? You're saying Aaron Rodgers is better than Lamar Jackson? You can't say that. Oh my god.
PFF so I'll do it too.
PFF can get away with a lot. I put Lamar ahead of Aaron Rodgers, to be honest. I'll put Lamar ahead of Aaron Rodgers.
How is Lamar ahead? Oh, you have Lamar and Herbert. Never mind.
Yeah, they're both ahead of Aaron Rodgers, in my opinion. Lamar Jackson's a former MVP. He's coming off consecutive injury seasons, which is the issue, and changing offensive
schemes.
So
he's got to drop a couple, just like Herbert's dropping.
Going against Aaron Rodgers is he is changing offensive schemes for the first time pretty much in his career, but I think he's still freaking
Lamar
Jackson.
What happens if he balls out? He puts up MVP numbers.
Who? Lamar?
Just say you were wrong. No, Rodgers.
Oh, well, I mean, I have high expectations for the Jets. I have the high expectations for the Jets this year, but I'm saying like strictly from the as a quarterback, like just strictly them take the rosters out of it, which is might go against Jalen Hurts because they have a fantastic roster.
Or could this be a Russell Wilson situation where we thought that team was going to be like the heavyweight champs? And,
it's funny you say that because I was screaming from the mountaintops last season that Russell Westbrook was, Russell Wilson is still a top 5 quarterback. I was screaming that from the mountaintops last season.
Yeah, boy, did he fall off, huh?
We saw what a fall from grace. So if any of you want to know how accurate my quarterback takes are, there you go. I was woefully wrong on one.
Hey, remember this. I said Rodgers is, what did I say, 4? Did I say 4?
You tell me.
5. I think I said 5. So it would be Mahomes 1, Burrow 2, Hurts 3, Josh Allen 4, Rodgers 5. That's
about okay. I have Mahomes 1, Burrow 2, Hurts 3. Give me Josh Allen 4. Herbert 5, Lamar 6, Aaron Rodgers 7. That's what I would do. That's how I'll do it. Kirk, I don't care about. Dak, I don't care about. Trevor Lawrence, I would have at 8. I think that's a good spot for him. I think I'll have Trevor at 8. 11 through 15 for PFF. Tua at 11. Matt Stafford at 12 in the top half.
What?
I know he just won a ring recently, but I think Matt Stafford is cooked to oblivion. I think it's over for him. Deshaun Watson at 13. That's another quarterback to see if he can have a resurgence.
He should climb into that 8 area. He needs to get there.
Deshaun? Yeah, maybe. There's a rumor going around that Hopkins may be open to reuniting with Deshaun Watson over in Cleveland. So that's
I'd actually like that. I'm rooting for the Cleveland.
D-Hop and Amari Cooper. That'd be all right. And then you have Geno at 15, and then Jared Goff at 16. So that's a good. That rounds out the top half. I like the way that ends. Geno, I think Seattle's going to be very good this year. I've said that numerous times. And Jared Goff was played very well last season. So Detroit's going to give it one more go. With him, so that is interesting as
that's
well.
One guy
that I think is too far. Goff is 16.
See, and you could make the argument when I look at this that he's right there in the conversation with Kirk Cousins and Dak Prescott.
Oh,
I would. I'm serious. I actually think they're disrespecting Goff a little bit.
You know who I think they're disrespecting? Justin Fields, who's 18 in this list. He should be top. I think he should be top 12. I think he's like the third best NFC quarterback at this point. Like it might be. Well,
he's
got to
earn
fourth.
That, dude. He's got to earn
fourth.
That.
It's Hurts. Well, look at the list. Well, I guess however you want to deal with Stafford. I don't know your viewpoint
about
Stafford.
Trey Lance.
Okay, you lost me. I took you serious for a split second. But NFC quarterbacks, it's Hurts. You can interchange Dak and Geno, however you want to do that, and that is Justin Fields. Like, he's fourth. There's nobody else. Man. You can argue about Matt Stafford.
Y'all
gotta
stop
disrespecting. What's your
Goff.
View on Matthew Stafford? What's your view on Matthew Stafford?
He's old and cooked.
Yeah, he's done. Okay. You like Goff? You're a Jared Goff guy?
Well, I just don't get what he does that's so much worse than Kirk Cousins and Dak Prescott. I mean, this guy went to the Detroit Lions, the dumpster fire Detroit Lions, and made them relevant last year. I mean, I know there's a bunch of cultural change and everything.
I think the Lions should have made the playoffs last year. The Lions would have been a very fun
and he
playoff
balled
team
out.
Last year. Over the Bucks.
Balled out.
He made it in that last spot, the Bucks.
He balled out.
Where Brady like gave up pretty much in the end. Julio Jones did score in that game, by the way.
People have been,
Julio
Look, I'm not saying I'm a Goff fan whatsoever, but like I just don't get like he's fine. And so is Dak Prescott. He's fine. Kirk Cousins is fine. But why is it that he's like 7 spots behind those two guys? I would almost argue I'd rather have Goff just because the jury or whatever you want to say that the perception of Dak Prescott and Kirk Cousins is they're going to fold every single year. At least with Goff, they started writing him off after like he kind of came back down to earth after his first couple years in the NFL. Like he's kind of like an underdog now. So what I'm saying is I'd rather have that guy leading my franchise.
Would you take Jared Goff over Daniel Jones?
Yes.
Okay. I was just curious.
And Justin Fields.
Oh, you're taking Jared Goff over Justin Fields? Yo, no.
Right now.
What the
right now.
What? No.
Dude, Fields has got to
earn it, man. Did you watch
it,
Justin Fields last year? Did you
yes.
watch him?
Yes. He is a great running back.
Did you watch the game against the Eagles?
No, I do.
Oh, you're pulling that. After everything we've been here with Jalen Hurts, you're going to pull that?
I did. No.
Pull that
you want to know why? Yeah, you want to know why?
No,
do you want to know why?
No, I don't.
Because an entire summer, you were a part of it. An entire summer, I had to sit here and listen to people like, hey, good luck with your running back playing quarterback next year. Good luck. Hey, we got to the Super Bowl, and he almost won MVP, and he went toe-to-toe with Patrick Mahomes. So now is my turn to do this for a summer. Chicago. I hope your running back figures out how to play quarterback.
Didn't you make a video of why Bears fans should be excited about Justin Fields? Didn't you? Isn't there a YouTube video right now?
Yeah, 1,000%. I play both sides here. I'm not one of those.
We can't.
Need to listen to the Philly pod. We present all sides here. We don't do this thing where we, you know what I mean, only cover one side of the story. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
you know how much, not to cut you off, I'm looking at this list. You know how much Russell Wilson has fallen off the fucking cliff? Because they have Ryan Tannehill, who might not even be on the Titans roster.
That's bad.
Starting the season ahead of Russell Wilson. Like that is.
All right, that's bad.
Russell Wilson was very bad. You want to hear my hot take, since we're talking about quarterbacks, you want to hear my hot take before we, wait, real quick. Did you want Carson Wentz? Was it right to take Wentz over Jared Goff in the draft?
Oh, are we really doing this?
I'm just kidding. No, we're not. All right, I got a hot take. Ready? My hot take. It's 49ers related.
Oh, boy.
My hot take regarding the quarterbacks is that by the time the Eagles play the 49ers in week 13 or whatever week it is, sometime in December, Mac Jones will be the quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers. That is my hot take. The Patriots are going to be done with him. Belichick already doesn't like him. They're talking about Bailey Zappi over there in Massachusetts right now. I think Mac Jones gets traded. He's going to go to the 49ers, and he will be the starting quarterback. No Trey Lance.
Why do they want Mac Jones?
Because he fits that system, and he'll make stuff good. We're not doing this trade. They're out on Trey Lance. They're trying to sell us on Sam Darnold that he could potentially start. I think Brock Purdy won't even play this year. They're saying that he might not play at all. He might not be healthy to play the season. Haason Reddick did not only end the season, he might have ended that man's – well, I don't want to say that. That's bad. He might have took him out for a season. It's a shame, though, honestly. Reddick, like, caused him significant, like, career injury. Like, that's unfortunate. But, hey, the 49ers got what they wanted because the league announced this rule where now they can have a third active quarterback that, like – What is the rule? They can have a third active quarterback now that won't take up a roster spot, or they can have a third emergency quarterback now. So I'm sure that all we had to do. Why didn't we get this when Wentz got spiked into oblivion and we had Josh McCown out there on a fucking half a hamstring and we had to watch that? But what did we do? We didn't whine. I don't know how we got back on this topic, but we didn't whine. We didn't bitch and moan about it. We said, all right, we lost. What are we going to do? We need a better backup. Bam, drafted Jalen Hurts, and now he's here. So that's how that all went down. But that was the mindset. It was right after that postseason. Wentz got taken out the game. Josh McCown got hurt and had to play hurt, and they needed a better backup. And that's why they drafted Jalen Hurts at the time. They didn't envision all this, or maybe they did. Maybe they did. But that's how it happened. And the 49ers couldn't just bite their tongue and say, hey, we didn't block Reddick. We didn't come in with a good game plan. We got fucking blown up at the line of scrimmage, and we lost. Now they had to whine and complain and this and that. And now Haason Reddick forced the league to make a rule where quarterbacks can now have emergency quarterbacks. So good for the 49ers for whining their way out of that.
I'm not going to lie. I think it's kind of cringe, that whole thing you just brought up about Mac Jones and him going there. That's cringe to me.
Oh, dude, that's called a hot take for a reason. You have any hot takes?
I'm not saying you're cringe for that. I think it's...
You called me cringe. It's fucked up.
No. I'm calling them cringe because it's like they try so hard. I hate like coaches that think they're better, like they're above everything at getting like superstar talent and all this stuff. Thinking that, like, look, Mac Jones is fine. That's another guy. He's fine. Would not want him as my franchise quarterback.
No, definitely not. But hey, can make some things happen for the 49ers. That's my hot take. I think they ship him out of here. I think the 49ers probably, Trey Lance probably gets hurt again. Brock Purdy's not ready. Sam Darnold's not showing you anything. What we going to do is trade for Mac Jones. Although they did trade a lot for Trey Lance, a lot. So you think they wouldn't give up on him right away. You know what's a shame? The Titans giving up a Malik Willis, who I would be very excited to have as a QB3 before we drafted Stonebrick Tanner McKee over here. So I would have liked him as QB3. Malik Willis gave him the Titans gave him Robert Woods as your WR1 and said, go make something happen. He looked ass, and now they're shipping him out. And they drafted, did they draft Hendon Hooker? Is that the quarterback they took, I think?
I think they did.
So they went ahead and drafted him, and now Malik Willis and Hendon Hooker are sitting in the QB room like, dude, I don't know what the, we're just a whole bunch of quarterbacks. All of us are sitting here, so that's a shame. Hendon Hooker went to the Lions. Who did the Titans draft? Did they not draft a quarterback?
Maybe they didn't draft one.
Did they not draft a quarterback? They definitely drafted one. I remember seeing it. Hendon Hooker went to the Lions.
Will Levis,
that's right. Okay, they drafted Will Levis. Yeah, well, Malik Willis is really out of there now. Will Levis fucking yeah, how could I not think Will Levis was the one that was supposed to go fucking in the first round, and he didn't go. I remember this because I had a bet for 5 quarterbacks to go in the first round, and I was like, Hendon Hooker might sneak into the first round. Will Levis didn't even get taken. So that was a no right there. Yes, Will Levis, good find by you. So sad story for Malik Willis. I would have taken him as QB3 here, but apparently they see something in Tanner.
Wasn't Malik Willis a first-round pick? How does that happen?
Second.
That quickly?
I think second round. He was speculated as a first-round pick, but hey, maybe people aren't watching a lot of Liberty games because that's where he went to school. So that is that. We're going to have a heated QB3 battle in camp between Ian Book and freaking Tanner McKee, so get ready. All right. You think now is the dog days. Wait till we talk about freaking training camp battles and we talk about QB3 battles. Do you have any hot takes, an NFL hot take before we get out of here? I shared mine. Is there any super hot one, any team you're riding, anything you think is out of the ordinary that has the potential of happening next season? Get it out early in May so that we can come back here, come back to it if it happens.
I feel every time I think of this New York Jets team, there's two things that keep popping into my mind. I think they are going to meet these very high expectations that are placed on them. And then there's also a part of me that thinks it could be not as bad as the Denver Broncos situation, but a disappointment, a letdown. And I, every time I look at them, they just give me, they give me Chargers vibes. A really good team that's going to be in the mix, but I just don't know, man. I just don't know. I love Aaron Rodgers too, but like for some reason, man, even
your
him.
Hot take, your hot take is that the Jets flame out with Aaron Rodgers, what you're saying.
Yeah, they scare me, and I see a lot of media really pushing them. Like there's this, a lot
to.
Of media.
They
no,
have
no,
to.
No, a
no
lot
option.
Of them
it's
have
Aaron
them as the
Rodgers.
Second best team in the AFC, though.
Yes,
I'm like, man, I don't
because
know.
Because it's
like,
Aaron Rodgers. I think you forget, based on what we talked about with the quarterbacks, I think you truly forget how good Aaron Rodgers is.
No, I don't forget how good. I'm talking, it's a team.
Do.
It's a team sport.
The team
it's
is
a,
good, too. The team is fantastic.
I know, but I'm just saying, man, I don't know. I'd be very careful.
What's your win projection for them? How many wins for the Jets?
11,
if it's
12.
Under double digits, 12? Oh, that's not flaming
11,
out. That's
11,
good.
11. I've got 11.
Okay, they make the divisional round and lose. That's not.
Yeah, but
out.
Some people are saying they're gonna like straight up be the challengers.
Is this
the
super?
Kansas
so
City
it's
Chiefs.
Super Bowl or bust for the Jets? Yes,
it should be.
Okay,
when you have a 39-year-old Aaron Rodgers,
he's there for what? He's there for what? 2 years?
I mean, obviously, you know they want progress, right?
Aaron Rodgers signed a 2 year. Was it a 2 year deal with the was Jets? It? I forget the look up that contract, but I forget how long. Yeah, if you make
I don't
it
really
the
have any
round,
other hot takes right now. You have to ask.
Yeah, that's why my Mac Jones ones. That's what, if he ends up a 49er. Oh my God, nothing's going to be as good as you claim. I'm speculating that Gainwell will go to the Eagles. And they actually took that man just because that never happens in draft projections. Like
yeah, that is
of them actually taking your guy. What's Aaron Rodgers' contract? Did you find it? What did he sign with the? What did he sign with the Jets? They just straight up traded him though. They traded him. So is he still on his deal? His current deal? Maybe he didn't agree to a new one. I don't know if he
agreed.
I think
agreed. It's just 1 year for now. I don't know
yeah,
if he
I think
agreed.
It might be. So he's still on his current deal from last season. All right. Fair enough. That's interesting then. Yeah, the Jets, they have all the pieces to go deep in the AFC. They just have they have a lot of people in their way with Buffalo and Kansas City and Cincinnati and those guys. So we'll see how it all shakes out for the Jets. Appreciate you guys for tuning into this episode of the Philly Pod. Talk some DeAndre Hopkins, talk some Winston Dallas, and more on the matters. We'll be back with you guys later in the week to discuss whatever is going on at the time. Appreciate you guys for sticking with us through the dog days of the offseason and the summer. Hope you're enjoying your Memorial Day holiday. Be sure to follow me, Victor Williams, on all social media platforms at the Philly Pod. Do the same for Steven. Steven, where can the people find you and engage with you and all that fun stuff?
That's Stephen Conrad Jr. on everything. Instagram, TikTok. What else am I on? I'm on everything. Twitter. Yeah.
This man's on Clubhouse. Go find him.
Clubhouse? Yo, remember those
remember
days?
That was a time. That was a time, guys. Be sure to go follow Stephen on everything else as well. Subscribe to the Philly Pod on Apple, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, anywhere else you get your shows. We'll catch you guys on the next ones. Until then, peace out from the Philly Pod.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.